and the Sunshine. This is David Preble with Karen Noble, John Davis. With the morning crew at Heart 106.2 in another packed studio, the original Japanese Beatles are with us this morning.
Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa.
See, fluent. And your translator is here as well, and your name is?
Brian Epstein.
Brian, your hair has grown.
I'm not just not just the translator, you know.
Are you Brian Epstein or Brian Epstein's son?
Brian Epstein's long-lost daughter.
Now, gentlemen, will you introduce yourself to us, please?
I'm John, 27 years old. Konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa. Konnichiwa.
Hello, London.
He has a very sexy voice.
Konnichiwa. I'm Paul McCartney. Thank you. Hello, London.
Adorable.
Hello, I'm George Harrison. Japanese name is Ryoji Akichika. Hello, thank you, London.
Yeah. Gorgeous hair.
My name is Ringo Konishi. Star from Japan. Good morning, London.
Oh, I'm so handsome for a Ringo.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
So how long have you been the Japanese Beatles?
5 years.
5 years? And why did you decide to become the Japanese Beatles?
Because we all love the Beatles.
Oh, we do too.
Yeah. Beatles is very cool.
And perhaps because it suits their haircuts.
Are the Beatles very popular in Japan still?
Yes, very popular. Especially in high school student.
Really?
Student girl.
Are you big sex symbols then in Tokyo and at home in Japan?
Of course.
So what songs do you do? Do you do all of the Beatles songs?
No, about...
Two of them.
No, more than that.
Two-thirds? 100.
Wow. You do 100 of the Beatles songs. Yeah. And what are your favourites? What are your favourite Beatles songs?
Strawberry Fields Forever.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Michelle.
Yeah. Michelle.
Something.
Something.
Mm-hmm. With a little help from my friends.
Yeah.
Lovely. Oh. Very nice.
Now, you're wearing a Beatles T-shirt, so you've got a Cavern Club T-shirt on over there. Oh. Have you been to the Beatles landmarks? Have you been to Abbey? Why am I talking like this? Hello there.
So that they can understand you.
I know, I talking to you like you're 3 years old. Have you been to the Beatles landmarks?
Cavern Club, we went to.
In Liverpool?
Yeah.
All right.
Lovely.
You played a concert there.
Yes. Cavern Club.
Oh, tell us all about that. What happened?
A very small venue.
Yeah.
In Cavern Club, and very surprised. And our dream coming true.
Have you met any of the Beatles? Have you met any of them around the world?
No, but I wrote the letter to Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
In March from Japan, but he didn't answer.
Oh, he's been very busy.
Yes.
You know, our boss here, the man who runs this radio station, is George Martin, yeah, who was the Beatles producer. So do you have a message for Sir George Martin? A message for, maybe he could produce one of your albums?
Join our band. We love you.
Yeah, that's Sir George. They want you in the band. Not producing, but playing keyboards.
I think we want to hear what they can do, don't you?
I think so, yeah. Will you do a song for us, please, gentlemen?
But we have to warn you, voices are a bit dodgy at the moment.
I understand. It happens. Ladies and gentlemen, will you please welcome the Japanese Beatles?
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you and me? Nowhere man, you don't know. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, weapon for nobody. Making gold is no weapon for nobody. Making gold is no weapon for nobody.
That was quite spectacular,
I think.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Arigato.
Arigato.
Thank you.
Fluent, you see.
You're welcome.
Have a very safe trip, and thank you for joining us. The Japanese Beatles. Good luck with everything.
Yay!
Thank you. Love them. 8:17, Heart 106.2.
Are you thinking of changing your secretarial job?